So open your Bibles with us, and I'm going to talk to you today about the subject, framing your world. How do you do it? By having and using the God kind of faith. Mark 11, 22. It says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Do what? Say that with me.
Have faith.
All right. What did Jesus say?
Have
faith in God. Right? That's Mark 11, 22. Mark 11, 22. Listen to this statement. Faith gives you what God has promised you and deliver you from the works of darkness. That Jesus has defeated the works of darkness that Jesus had defeated. Now faith gives you what? What God has promised you and deliver you from what? The works of darkness, which Jesus has already defeated. Amen. I believe it will help us if we will say it this way. I believe it will help us to say it this way. Have the faith of God. Or have faith, or have the God kind of faith. Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Have the God kind of faith. Have faith in God, or have faith like God. Now, why would you say that? Go to Genesis 1:1. If y'all can follow me, go ahead and put it on the screen. Genesis 1:1. I'm going to have to move pretty good, so amen. Genesis 1:1 says what? In the beginning, what happened? What does create mean? It means to bring forth something that's not there, right? To make, to create, bring into being, bring into existence that which is not, right? So it says what? In the beginning, God did what? What did he create? The heaven. You notice the King James says he created the heaven single, but all the other translations, many of the I read them, it's plural. God created the heavens and the earth. And that's it, that is in the compliance with Paul, what Paul said, I was caught up in the third heaven. And so it says in the beginning, and so I'm going to walk you through this. If you listen, I'm telling you, if you listen, you remember that little thing Brother George had rolled up in his hand, you couldn't tell what it was. Finally, I recognized what it was. Those of you in the back, you didn't have a clue what he had. He had rolled up a dollar bill, looked like, all I know was it may have been $1, $5. He had rolled up so tight till you couldn't even smoke it. And he had to work at that to get that thing like that. And see, sometimes we work at a lot of stuff and it give us nothing. Zero. And then we come crying, and then we come sulking and crying some more and whining. I don't know what I'm going to do. If you listen to me, if you listen to what God has to say, I don't care if you will listen, if you were born into the poorest of the poorest family. See, we let that, see, that's what the devil gets some people. He keep bringing that up, keep bringing your path up, who you are, how you were born, how, what condition you came here in, you'll never get out. See, and long you let him talk that way in your ear, you'll remain that place. You'll remain in that place. But if you hear the word of the Lord, and if you take time to spend time with God and spend time, I've shared with many people and over the years, and those that I got to listen to the word, their lives changed. Those that didn't, they still the same. Because they chose. What's the difference? Somebody, one listened, the other one didn't. So listen what God said. Listen, learn a principle from this word this morning. Get a revelation of this. It says what? In the beginning, who? God did what? And go verse 2. I plan to skip that, but let's go through verse 2. And the earth was what? And it was void. When you, what do you think of the word void? What did that mean to you? Ain't nothing there, is it? It's nothing. But he said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We're not going to spend a lot of time there. I want to get to the main point here. It was empty and void. And darkness, it go on to say what? Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Spirit of God moved upon the face of the, and that one translation said the Spirit of God was hovering, other said brewing. And in the midst of that, what happened? God said, get it. What did God do? God said what? What did God say? Let there be light. Or you could say it like this. God said, light be. I'm God now. Light be. Right? All right. Go to 26. Verse 26. If you want to read all the other things he said, we don't have time to go through them today. Verse 26 says what? And God said again. Now, when God said, let there be light, was there light? Did light show up? Light showed up, didn't it? All right. You can go all the way down through there till you get to 26. God kept saying, and God saw what he said. He separated the water from the waters. He separated darkness from the night. I mean, darkness from the day. Daylight and dark, he separated. He separated the earth from the waters. The water was had covered. There was waters up. He separated them. Then he turned around and separated the earth from the water. The dry land showed up. Just on. He put the stars in the sky, the moon in the sky. I mean, fish in the sea, birds in the. This went on, right? Did it happen as God said? Are you hearing me today? All right. And God said, let us try to make us a man. Oh, no. He said, I'm going to try to make me a man. Oh, let us do what? How are we going to make him, Jesus? How are we going to make him Son and Holy Spirit? How are we going to make this man? We just going to daub him up, make him look pretty good, and hope he'll survive? What did he say? Let us make man how? You know a better way, to me, a plain way of saying this? Let us make man like us. Whew. Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, right?
Yeah.
Then he said what? Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that up on the earth. So God, He said what he wanted.